Get up, get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Every now and then you need a friend in life, and that's why the Get Up Crew is here to help you with your problems, your issues, your dilemmas. Maria, what's going on with you?
Hey, okay, so my best friend and I work together at the same company, and I happen to know that she is hooking up with our boss.
Okay.
So that's fine, except she's getting a lot of perks through the company that I'm not getting, but I feel like I deserve probably more because of the work I do.
What kind of perks?
Honestly, I don't remember the last time she even stayed to the end of the day, because she's always leaving at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Just things like that, and it builds and builds, and you know, certain vacation days, I'm like, we have a lot of amount of personal days, sick days. If she needs to take an extra one, she doesn't have to go through HR. She just tells him and it's okay.
So what are you thinking?
I mean, I want to oust the situation, but I don't want my friend to know that, like, I'm the one blowing up.
You want to sell her out without, I understand.
You can't do that.
Taken advantage of, yeah. Honestly, the worst part is that she was just offered a promotion, okay? And she's only been at the company for 3 months. I've been there a year. Some of the other people have been there longer. She doesn't deserve this promotion, okay? If anyone else was next in line, it was either me or one of my other coworkers. Mm. You know, I don't know if other people have either been through this or been on the other end and, you know, done it, but I would love to hear what other people have to say, if anyone has any advice.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Jesus. I mean, I know what I would do.
What?
I'm not throwing my homie under the bus. I'm right. Trying to jump on that gravy train somehow.
Oh, gee.
You can't throw your partner under the bus. Yeah. Just, you got to be happy for him and suck it up.
There's a way to benefit from that, though. You know, just have your friend every now and then start, you know, inviting you to lunch. Just have them put you on the radar.
You're part of the package.
No way. I'm like, selling my friend out all day, every day.
Really?
Listen, I would find a way to do it discreetly. Wow. So it would never come back to me.
Damn.
But if she's taking money out of my pocket, I'm not okay with that. Wow. And it sounds like that this girl's probably proud of it. She's probably bragging about it. Like, you can't, it's just wrong. It's wrong.
Listen, she could be gold level. Just bring me up to silver level. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be at the same exact level as you, but if I get a little extra.
But you can't, like, throw your partner under the bus. Yeah. Like your friend.
What? Yeah.
You can't, like, what? Just because they're, like, it sounds like you're jealous. Jellificus of your friend.
It's 100% jellificus.
I mean, yeah, call it what you want. I don't care.
Wow. Melissa is a backstabber.
It's still taking money out of my pocket. Listen, I know, I'm speaking of this because I've been in this situation where I've been doing 20 times more work than someone who was clearly getting fringe benefits from somewhere.
Right.
And it pissed me off. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and do all this work for you to get the benefits for doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but you can't throw that person under the... You just gotta suck it up. Stop whining.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
And you regret not throwing them under the bus, or did you throw them under?
I didn't throw them under the bus, no.
And she regrets that.
Yeah.
No, I don't regret it because I'm happy with what I'm doing. I'm just saying. And everybody in here, don't lie, because I'm sorry. If someone's messing with your money...
Of course you're upset. Of course you're upset.
You'll do something.
Yeah, but
I couldn't go to that extent with a friend.
No, I'm just going
to
be like...
I might have to leave.
if it's Pez, I'm just going to be like, yo, Pez, next time you go into the office, man, just drop my name or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you...
I like sushi, too.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be upset about your friend. Listen,
they can be upset.
They found a loophole that you didn't, and that's it. You don't want to be like, because now you sound like a crab in a bucket. You want to pull your friend down.
Hello, crab, right here.
Wow.
All right, 617.
That's why us black people can't get ahead, Melissa. Because you're pulling us down in a bucket.
Where is that? Friend was black.
No, because
right.
I say Melissa's half black.
What?
By injection.
She is.
Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I think Shorty is a hater. Like, we need to get her a lifetime supply of Haterade, because you just need to mind your business. Like, why are you going to go and snitch anybody out? You know what I mean? Like, that's bad karma. And we don't know both sides of the story. How do we know that she's even a good employee? Maybe she's not getting promoted because she sucks at her job. You know what I mean? Like, You gotta take everything into consideration.
Yeah, that's a valid ass.
But it's her best friend. It's like she knows all what's really going on.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, of course she's gonna give us the I'm the hard worker side of the story, Peps. This is Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how you doing?
Would you say something?
I would say something to her.
Mm-hmm.
How good of friends are you if you got her the job and then she's throwing it in your face that she's getting better?
That's how I'm feeling about the whole thing. Because it's like, I don't think a really good friend of mine would do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're also saying that if you feel like she's getting the perks because of, sleeping with the guy and taking that's money true. Off your table.
And that's what she said. Is it Maria who called?
Yeah.
That's what she said is happening.
Well,
so
listen, you can't do nothing about it. It's supposed to be your friend. Just take, just take the L and be happy for him.
Francis.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't think I would rat my friend out. I think if the boss is, sleeping with one coworker, he's going to sleep with another. You might as well get in on the perks, too.
There you go.
Are you serious?
Why not?
I mean, that's kind of like where I was going with it. I didn't think about it that deeply.
So you're going to sleep with the boss, too?
No, I was just saying, have her, mention you and stuff and bring you around the boss. I didn't think about you banging him, too. But, well, we don't know. Maria might be a beast, though, so maybe she doesn't have that option.
Maybe she feels like, I could bang him better and she'll get more perks.
I mean, she should go for it in that case. Hold on. Jason got a good story. Yo.
Hey, what's going on, man? I definitely got to speak on this issue today. You know what I mean?
All right.
I got a friend. We just going to call him D. I'm not going to put his name out there. You know what I'm saying? This dude is a serial cheater. He's one of my best friends. Known him for more than 20 years. But every time he gets caught cheating, he says he was with me or he met these girls through me. Or, these are Jason's friends. I don't know where they came from and blah, blah, blah. All this crap. And one time, he got caught cheating so red handed that his girl came to the crib we was living in and popped my tire because he didn't have a tire. You know what I mean? I'm like collateral damage right here. You know what I'm saying? I got to speak on that. You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious, man.
But would you have thrown him? But would you have thrown him under the bus?
He clearly didn't.
Told his girl, your man's cheating.
Nah, of course not, man. Right. That's bro code. I can't break the bro code. Right. It's you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. He gotta stop that. He gotta get better at cheating. That's his problem. Not mine.
Get better at cheating.
Yeah, Jason's just sending him invoices every couple of months for stuff that gets destroyed at
Just taking the L.
Yeah, I've been taking L's with this dude for years, man. He needs to hit the lottery and pay me something, because it's getting ridiculous, you know what I'm saying?
Wake up! It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.